Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
All right. Hello, everybody. Today is March the 25th, 2020, and you're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Hello, y'all. Hope everybody's doing well. I know it's been a little bit scary because we got the coronavirus out here, and shit is getting really, 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 really real. So that's kind of why I'm doing this episode today. I kind of just want to talk about it, like, what the fuck is coronavirus? Tips, you know, and things that we can do during this time period just to keep ourselves busy and not to be stressed out. And so that's why I'm doing this episode. So hope everybody doing well. Personally, I've been okay. I haven't been able to work for like 2 weeks, but I'm okay with that. You know, it's fine. It hasn't been easy, but it hasn't been that bad either, because I actually have had a lot of time to just kind of rest, get the house cleaned up, start getting some bills taken care of that I had been neglecting because I've been too busy to kind of make arrangements with different things. So I just really just took some additional time now to just get some shit done that I haven't been doing. So now I'm actually able to sit the fuck down and record and do some podcasting. So I got my favorite girl up over here. She doing my sound checks. What's up, Rye?
What up?
Yep, my girl over here doing some sound checks, helping me edit, you know, getting all into her podcast industry shit, you know, because she a VIP in this bitch, you feel me? But yeah, so the first thing, I know a lot of people want to know, like, what the fuck is coronavirus? So I'm pulling up some information directly from the World Health Organization. So coronavirus, aka the COVID-19, is an infectious disease caused by a new virus. The disease causes respiratory-like illness, like the flu, with symptoms such as a cough, a fever, and in severe cases, difficulty breathing. You can protect yourselves from the coronavirus by washing your hands frequently, avoiding touching your face, avoiding close contact, 1 meter to 3 meters, with people who aren't well. Okay, that's some pretty general shit, and I really feel like that's pretty much all that they gave us, because it's pretty much all the fuck they know about coronavirus. Like, literally, y'all, this shit has been crazy. It really has been crazy. Like, I honestly feel like the most frustrating part about coronavirus for me is that, you know, we really don't know who all has the coronavirus. It really could be, like, every last one of us could have some sort of, like, coronavirus encounter with somebody, you know, because they haven't been allowing people to get tested. And one of the reasons they haven't been allowing people to get tested is because the tests have been limited. So it really is a scary time. Now, even though it's scary, the good news is, you know, there's hope. There's hope at the end of the tunnel. You know, we have been through plagues before. So there is some hope, you know, there is some hope. But I also want to tell y'all, like, take the fucking quarantine serious. Ain't nobody telling y'all to just not go to work and do all that. Like, I get it. I can't pay nobody bills. I'm not going to tell people, oh, don't go to work. Stay in the house. I'm not going to tell you that. But I am going to tell you this. If you don't have to go nowhere, don't go nowhere. really be up on your hygiene as far as washing your hands. And if you do have to go outside, be in and fucking out. Because we really do not know where the fuck this virus is coming from. We don't know if it's coming from the air. We don't know how long that it stays on surfaces. Like, I read somewhere that it's staying on plastic for like 2 days or 24 hours. That it's living on bags for 3 hours. That it's staying in the air for 3 hours. Shit like that. You know, I don't really know the numbers specifically. But we just need to make sure that we taking it as serious as possible until we get some more information, and just do your research. So what I'm going to try to do, I'm not a medical expert. I'm not I'm not a doctor. You know, I'm not in the same rooms with these people. You know, I have been in healthcare for quite some time, but I do want to get more understanding myself. Mm-hmm. So I have been reaching out to different medical professionals. I've been reaching out to doctors and just seeing if anybody want to come on the show and just kind of explain to us like the differences between viruses, bacterias, things that we could do to kind of prevent ourselves and build our immune systems up. So I got y'all. I'm looking out and I'm reaching out to people. So if you know any medical doctors, or if you're a medical doctor and you're listening to this podcast, give me an email at queenquemo@gmail.com and just, you know, reach out. Reach out. Like, I would love to have you on the show just to kind of help the people. So let's see what else I got on here from like the CDC. Just different things, okay? I know y'all like, bitch, we all been watching the news. I know, but some people haven't been watching the news. You know, some people really have been getting overwhelmed from seeing all of this damn coronavirus shit. And me, one of them. Like, I ain't watching that shit like that. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I watch the news just enough so I can know what's going on, and then I cut that shit off. I'm not finna be in here all crazy and stress the fuck out about corona. Now, do I take it serious? Yes, the fuck I do. I do take it serious. I'm not gonna act like it's not real. Do I feel like it's some other shit? Am I a conspiracy theorist with it? Yes, I do think it's some other shit. I do always feel like there is always something bigger than what I understand. I do agree with that. I do feel like there is something bigger going on that I don't understand. But until things become more apparent as to what the fuck I'm going to do, I'm just going to be precautious. Like, be very precautious and just start, like, living my life accordingly. You know, because this really could be it, y'all. You know, this is the sign of the times now. I don't know how many people be like, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the Bible. Look here. I don't know what to tell y'all, but sound real Moses-like to me. Sound real Noah Arkish to me, you know. But anyways, so according to the CDC, if you want to know how it spread, they said they currently had no vaccines for this yet. They haven't created a vaccine yet. They've been testing, trying to create a vaccine. But the best way they know that this illness is to be prevented is to avoid being exposed to the virus. So that's pretty much common sense. So the viruses spread from person to person. Of course, they believe that your respiratory droplets, you know, so if somebody sneezes or coughs on you or touches you and the droplets gets into you, this possibly puts you at risk for getting the coronavirus. So the steps they want you to take: wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, you know, making sure that the soap is ready, available, and using hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. So cover all surfaces of your hands, rub them together, avoid touching your eyes, okay? It's pretty much the same shit that they tell you for any other thing. So if you want to prevent coronavirus, stay at home if you feel sick. Cover your coughs and sneezes, and don't sneeze into your hands, sneeze into your elbows. Y'all know to do that. Stop touching things with your hands if you don't have to touch things with your hands. Like the doors, if you're walking in the door and you need to like go somewhere, use your elbows, okay? Use those perimeters of your body and just have good hygiene. Taking good showers, washing your hands good, wearing a face mask if you feel sick, and staying the fuck away. And make sure you cleaning and sanitizing all of the surfaces of your house. Make sure you're being like real proactive with disinfecting things. If you don't have Lysol, use bleach, okay? Same shit that they've been telling you, or that you've been seeing, or you want more information, get on the cdc.gov website or the World Health Organization. That's pretty much all I got for y'all and all I'm gonna say about coronavirus. However, on a more positive note, I really have been enjoying being able to spend more time with my family. I've been with my nieces and nephews. We've been having a ball, watching some movies, eating all type of food, trying to stay active, trying to exercise, taking walks where, like, you know, of course, we're still doing our social distancing, but we've been taking our walks, you know, together, and we just doing this quarantine shit the right way. So we stay in quarantine with the same motherfuckers in the same motherfucking household. Like, we not dealing with that. I ain't been going nowhere, and I don't need an excuse not to go nowhere. Like, as soon as somebody tell me I ain't got to go nowhere, oh, baby, you ain't got to worry about me going nowhere. I won't go nowhere. So I've been getting caught up on some really good books, been getting caught up on cleaning up this fucking house, getting caught up on some movies. Matter of fact, we watched a movie. What movie did we watch, right, that we wanted to talk about?
Pinocchio.
We watched Pinocchio. I want to talk about Pinocchio. So we watched Pinocchio the other day, and I don't know if y'all remember that little Disney movie, but look here. If y'all been listening to my podcast, y'all know I be really, like, tripping the fuck off the Disney movies, man. Like, Disney movies be having a lot of little subliminal messages that we don't be catching. And literally, you even think that a kid won't catch some of the stuff that be going on in these Disney movies. But shit, sit down and ask these babies what they know about these movies. They'll tell you some shit you'll be surprised that they know. So, anyways, we watched Pinocchio. And matter of fact, we watched Pinocchio. Raya, what did you learn from Pinocchio? Tell them what you remember about Pinocchio. So tell them about the movie. What is it about?
So it's about like this. It's like this little wooden boy that got kidnapped. Well, not kidnapped. He just wandered off with some people that he doesn't even know. So there was these two foxes. There was a big one, and the little one acted just like him. So then they just wandered off. Then they went to a donkey. Then they just start cussing.
Yeah.
They cussed. They cursed in the movie.
Who cursed?
Remember?
What you talking about? Oh, Jackass?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they called donkeys back in the day. That's really not a cuss word, but don't say it. They don't want you to say it in 2020, but back in the day, that's what they used to call donkeys. I don't know why they used to call donkeys jackasses, but that's what they call them, jackasses. They used to call donkeys jackasses. But anyways, continue. Like, what you learned, what you think it was about or whatever.
I'm like, it was like about like the wooden boy was like smoking and he was just drinking.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be at this, like, he was at a really young age.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Queen Quamo. I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast. Also, I want you to check out my other show, Black Hair Care Matters. Black Hair Care Matters is an addition to the Queen Quamo podcast productions. It's embracing Black queens to love and take care of their natural hair. We will be discussing hair tips, our heritage, Black history facts, and just history in general. We'll talk about the struggles, the process, and the beauty products in all aspects associated with the feminine side of Queens. So if this sounds like a show that you might be interested in, go ahead and check out Black Hair Care Matters. That's available on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. So how you feel about a kid smoking and drinking?
I think he was drinking beer.
Is that good or bad for a kid to drink beer? It's up to you. This is your choice. Is drinking for a kid good or bad?
Not good.
Not good. Why?
Because, like, that can affect their, like, system and heart. Because, like, it's like when your heart stops, it's something with the matter with your heart. Because then after you smoke, your heart gets like this under pressure. And when you breathe in the smoke, it hurts your heart.
Yeah, so it's bad for everybody to smoke and drink, right? But why is it even worse for a kid to smoke and drink?
Because they're young and they're not supposed to do it.
Why not?
Because that can affect their heart. They can have, like, symptoms, and they can even die.
So what about me? Like, if I do it, why don't it kill me, but it'll kill a kid? Why you think so?
Because, like, y'all grown, and it doesn't affect y'all, like, that much. But these little kids, all the little boys, they was like, they had cigarette land, so they were just smoking cigarettes. All the little boys were smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, they was smoking cigarettes. And you're right, it's not good for kids. It's really not good for anybody to smoke and drink. It's not, because it does kill off cells in your body. But I think it's worse for a kid because y'all bodies aren't done developing. You know?
Yeah, plus, I was like, I drink K1, but it's actually sparkling juice.
Girl, didn't nobody ask you that. But anyways, we watched Pinocchio. And yeah, like she was saying, it really had like some really heavy, like deep shit going on. Like she said, the kids were smoking and drinking on there. And I was really surprised that they would put that on a Disney movie. Like, they had Pinocchio, he was smoking and drinking. The scene with the jackasses. And then the one particular scene, I really wasn't sure what they were trying to insinuate with this, but I'm going to have to do some more additional research. When, remember when he wandered off Naraya?
Yeah.
And then they told him he was going to be an actor?
Yeah.
Well, they told him he was going to be an actor, so he wandered off or whatever. And they told the guy that was the leader of the circus, he was Spanish or whatever. And, you know, they just had him doing some really strange shit that I wasn't really, like, fond of. And so then he got upset and he started speaking Spanish. So my niece was like, what?
I think he's Mexican.
You think he was Mexican? Yeah, he was some sort of Spanish. He Mexican. He was something Spanish.
He was probably half Mexican, half Spanish. You know, his father can be Spanish. His mother can
be. So what's the difference?
So, like, those two combined, he must be.
So he was half Spanish, half Mexican. Okay, we'll go with that. Okay, so he was half Spanish, half Mexican. And then they, when he got upset, they had him speaking in Spanish. You know, like, saying some stuff in Spanish. So my niece was like, is he cussing? I'm like, shit, that's what I want to know. Sound like he cussing, you know? I really was trying to figure it out. But, yeah, like, Pinocchio was a really good movie. So overall, though, I felt like the message was pure of the movie. What did you learn from that movie? Like, what did that movie teach you?
Not to smoke, not to drink, and plus not to cuss.
And not to cuss? And what else did it teach you?
Never wander off with a stranger.
Never wander off with a stranger, because
if you see a stranger, call danger, danger, whatever. Whatever, yep. It's called.
Stranger danger. But yeah, the whole point was, though, all of that could have been avoided if he would have did what?
Go to school, come back home, then be with his father.
Because who told him to go to school?
His father.
Did he listen to his father?
No.
See, that was the thing. He didn't listen, you know? That's what the main moral of the story was. He did not listen. But even though he made a mistake, how did he make it right?
By.
How did he make it right? How did he become a real boy?
By finding his father and saving his father.
He saved his father. Because after that, when he realized he did what was wrong, he righted his wrong by not being so selfish. And he sacrificed his own life to save his father's. You know? It was a good movie. It was a really good movie. It was really actually pretty heavy and pretty deep. So we watched that. I watched some other movies. I watched Dr. Sleep. Oh, we watched Madea. I'll tell them about Madea in a minute. I watched Dr. Sleep. Dr. Sleep was a good fucking movie, y'all. So basically, if you are a horror movie watcher, you will love Dr. Sleep, because Dr. Sleep was a really good movie. It basically was like a spinoff of the horror movie called The Shining. So The Shining was a movie from like the 80s, and it had Jack Nicholson and some other motherfucking white people that I don't know. I'm not sure what their name was, but It was Jack Nicholson in it, and the movie The Shining took place in Denver, Colorado at this hotel, and he was the worker of the hotel, and he ended up going crazy and like getting possessed by some demons, and he ended up like killing his family. So that's how The Shining was. So Dr. Sleep ended up being the spinoff of The Shining. So the boy in the movie, the young boy that was what was it? The young boy that played in The Shining, he is now an adult in Dr. Sleep. And he possessed these special powers and he communicate with other people who have special powers. And they call themselves The Shiners. And like, it's good. You got to watch it. So basically in the movie though, it's like a lot of spiritual shit going on. And it take you like into another like world. And it's real trippy and it's real freaky, but it's some real shit going on. So if you want to watch a nice little horror film, you could watch Dr. Sleep. What other movie did we watch, Ryan?
Color of Space and It Too.
Oh, Color of Space. Okay, Color of Space. It was creepy, but I thought it was a very trash movie. But it was interesting, though. I was entertained. It just ended stupid as fuck. It was a stupid-ass movie. But it was this one part in the movie. I won't tell y'all about it, but it's very, very trippy. And it has to do with extraterrestrials. So if you into extraterrestrial movies, you should watch Color of Space. That was a very fucking interesting, but trash ass movie. It was like, I say this all the time, it was kind of like, ooh, why they got this sitting outside by the trash? And then you get up close, you're like, oh damn, it got a crack in it. It was like that. Okay, it's interesting but trash. What was the other one? It too was good. I liked It Too. I was entertained thoroughly with It Too, but I like the It movies anyway. I like Stephen King a lot. I like Stephen King movies. I like Stephen King books. So I like Pet Sematary. I like everything about Stephen King. What do you want to write? What? You want to talk?
So in It Too, the ending was good, but it was terrifying.
Well, because you shouldn't have been watching it anyway. Like, kids ain't even supposed to watch horror movies. But y'all always want to watch everything I want to watch. So you shouldn't have watched it anyway.
Yeah, but it was good. I did like it.
Yeah.
Because the, should I tell them or no?
Don't tell them the movie.
Okay.
Because I want them to watch it. So It Too was good. The Shining was trash. Dr. Space was good. Color Out of Space was an interesting piece of trash. What else we watch? Oh, Alpha, the Alpha, that was a trash movie. The Alpha was like this fellowshipped Jehovah Witness movie. It's like a Jehovah Witness who ended up getting this fellowship and started trying to get on the dark side. It was that type of movie. It was trash. Like, it was a very trash movie. What else you watch?
You mean last night?
Hmm?
You mean last night?
Yeah, we'll watch.
Madea on the Run.
Oh, we watch Madea on the Run, but I think everybody watch Madea all the time. You know, Madea just a good little family movie. Some kind of clean, some kind of funny, you know, but I'm not really a Tyler Perry fan. So if I'm watching Tyler Perry movies, majority of the time it's because I'm watching it with family. Like A Fall from Grace, Ashtray Bitch, interesting piece of trash. You know, that movie was funny as hell. But shout out to Tyler Perry. You know, I try to support him because of all the things he does, like for African Americans, like he does. Like, people be like, oh, he don't do nothing for the people. Like, nah, he really employed like a lot of fucking people. Like, a lot of black people get they checks because of fucking Tyler Perry. So shout out to him. But yeah, what else? Oh, and books. I've been reading hella fucking books. So one of the books I ended up reading, that if you are trying to like really just get some motivation, like in anything that you're going through, possibly with success or like just trying to achieve different things in your life, you should probably read The Alchemist. So the book The Alchemist was referred to me to read by one of my guests I had on the show. Jizzle had came on the show like a minute ago, and I asked her a list of books that she read that she thought, you know, that changed her life or helped inspire her to be who she is. And one of the books that she named was The Alchemist. So I was supposed to read it then. I ended up not reading it. My cousin told me to read it because she ended up reading it. And then I kept saying I would read it. And for some reason, I couldn't get into it. So finally, because of the coronavirus, I didn't had a lot of additional time to read books. So I sat my ass down and I read it. Well, I actually listened to it through audiobook. And man, that book was good as hell. Like, it's pretty much basically like it's about a guy. His name was Santiago. He became a shepherd Everybody wanted him to become either a pastor or a baker. I can't remember which one they wanted him to become, but they wanted him to become something else. He decided to become a shepherd, you know. When he became a shepherd, he ended up realizing, like, he ended up running into this gypsy. And this gypsy tells him, like, that it was more to it. I'm just giving y'all a little layout of it. This gypsy ends up telling him that he's going to inherit, like, some treasure. She offered, tell him to give her 1/10 of it or whatever. So, like, the rest of the book, he ends up, like, spending the rest of his time, like, trying to, like, go after this treasure. But in the process of him going after this treasure, he start having all these lifetime experiences, like, with different people and different encounters. It's like the angels was guiding him to his destination. You know what I'm saying? So it's really a good book. It just talks about, like, how it's kind of like, for me, it was like kind of similar to some of the shit that I'm going through. Like, how you had all these different obstacles, all this shit that's happening, life-changing fucking events, but even with all of these things happening, like, what is supposed to be yours will still be yours. The universe is going to guide you into the direction you need to be. So if you're looking for some inspiration, that's one of the books you could read, man. Like, check out The Alchemist. It was good. So I know a lot of people want to know other books. Let me go in my thing and give y'all a list of books that you could probably read and check out during this little time of sitting the fuck down. So The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, I'm reading it. It's kind of corny if you ask me, but for some people who, like, overthink and, like, probably need some motivation with, like, standing their own ground and not giving in to what other people think about them, this may be a little encouraging for people. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. It's a different little book. The book The Shining, that was based on that movie I was just telling y'all, book is good. Let me see. T.D. Jakes Crushing. It's a good book. Hold on. I'm going through my list, y'all. Let me see what I got on my list. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. Let's see. Because I'll be reading a lot, y'all. Just trying to get y'all a little list of things that you could do right now during this time. Let's see. Hold the fuck on. No, this episode probably boring. My next episode going to be lit because I'm going to be drinking the whole fucking time. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, period. As soon as I get rid of this little baby. Let me see. Michelle Obama Becoming. You know, it's a decent read. You know, it made me look at Michelle Obama a lot different than what I did. I never really, you know, I'm not going to say that I didn't like her, but she just was nobody that was interesting to me at the time. So her book made me look at her a lot different. It was cool. What the fuck? Damn, I can't find my list. Hold on a second, y'all. Shelf. Let me see. Shelf. Go to my loan history. All loans. Wait. Loans. Okay. Can't find it. Let's see. Okay, well, I can't find it. But let me think, maybe some at the top of my head. The Universe in a Nutshell, it's a short read, but it was a little inspiring. Any book by Ryan Holiday is a decent read. If you haven't checked out Charlemagne the God book yet, y'all can check out both of them. I thought Black Privilege was dope. I thought that Shook One was trash, and I really felt like Shook One was trash only because it's kind of like, for me, it's just kind of getting old with him talking mental health, which I ain't trying to say it like that. Of course, mental health is an issue we need to continuously fucking talk about, but I feel like he's just kind of like used as the guinea pig or not the guinea pig, the poster child of fucking mental health. So it's just kind of, it was just like, for me, it was for advertising purposes he did that book, Shook One. I really didn't care for it. Like, Black Privilege was more him, Shook One was more like something else. I really didn't care for it, but other people liked it. What else? I say these books all the time. Unsuccessful Thug, by Mike Epps. The Autobiography of Gucci Man. They say Rick Ross got a book out. I have not read it yet. So I'm actually going to be doing a lot more reading my damn self the whole time of this. What the fuck am I reading right now? Let me look and see. Because I just started a book, but it's just not really... Oh, well, I don't even want to tell y'all what I'm reading right now because it really might cause more panic. It's called Panic at Level 4. So It's about the pandemic, like pretty much about pandemics and like killer viruses and science and healthcare, all of that shit. So y'all might not want to read that. But yeah, some of the things that you could probably do, like this is a good time right now. If you're sitting in the house, man, if you got any projects you need to do, get them bitches done. You want to write a book, sit down and start writing the outline to your book. You want to start your business, go ahead and start the outline to do your business. You want to start a podcast, this is the good time to start a podcast. Start going on IG Live, start doing Facebook Live, start interacting with your customers, start interacting with people that support you. This is the perfect time, like downtime, to really figure out, like, all right, what the fuck do I want to do with my life? How the fuck I'm going to get it started? Like, you in the gym. This is the good time to be up in the gym. So don't get discouraged by the coronavirus. Like, I know a lot of people are going through a lot of different things, especially maybe even with their health, financially. And trust me, I'm going through the shit right with y'all. But, you know, the good news is that, you know, nothing lasts forever. You feel me? Nothing lasts forever. Like, a lot of this shit is temporary, and we have to look at it as such. So continue to build your minds up, build up your spirit, create a daily routine while you're sitting in the house so that you just don't be sitting in the house. Like, literally, you know, I try to wake up in the morning, do some spiritual training with God, like, you know, sit down and pray. And I actually had started doing this before this even happened. Like, I just feel like it's a necessity. When you wake up in the morning, start your day off with the Most High. Like, start your day off spending time with the Creator, you know, and really just journal and doing some self-reflecting and figure out what you want to do with your family. And just really, like, prioritizing what is important to you. Because, like, a lot of times we be putting these jobs first. We put these businesses first. We put everything first. And then, like, when a situation like this happen, only people you stuck with is yourself or your family. And so that's the most important thing that you got to build up more than anything else. Build up your body. Bring up your mind. Bring up your faith and your spirit. And, you know, just be prepared, you know, just really be prepared and stay encouraged during these times, you know. But like I said, this episode was just like to kind of get people on a little caught up situation with Corona. I'm not a coronavirus expert. I really just am checking in with y'all. But we'll have some more fun episodes along the way. So I love y'all. Stay encouraged, man. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Don't be going to the store buying all of this motherfucking toilet tissue and shit like that, you know. Just get just what you need, enough for the day, enough to take care of you and your family and save stuff for other people. Like, don't be buying all of this stuff, because it was a situation like that in the Bible. The Israelites had tried to, like, get all of this food and do stuff to store it up, and then it all rotted. So they still ended up having to depend on the Most High to eat day by day. And so sometimes we got to take things day by day, and this is one of those instances where we just got to take it day by day. Stay prayed up. Keep your hygiene together, keep your family together, and stay the fuck in the house. Now, if you're going to get some money, get some money. But then other than that, stay in the house. Like, stay out the way, because we're living in some dangerous times. We really are. But I'm out of here, y'all. I got more episodes coming. Stay encouraged, y'all. I'm praying for all of y'all, and we're going to be all right. We'll get through this.